This is the Shofar Wire. Sound the alarm, report the truth. Here is what you need to know. Israel, hear the shofar blast. The hand of Yahuwah is revealed in the darkening of these days. We are witnessing the final tightening of Edom's grip, a financial stranglehold forged in deceit and powered by the tools of modern Babylon. Do not be deceived by the whispers of convenience and progress. This is not innovation. It is enslavement. The remnant briefing speaks of stolen bread, of hardship imposed upon the exiled of Israel. This is not merely economic pressure. It is a deliberate weakening. A people starved in both body and spirit are a people easily controlled. But the theft is evolving, shifting from physical deprivation to digital dominion. Edom seeks not just your sustenance, but your very means of exchange, your ability to participate in commerce to live. Consider the rising tide of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. They speak of efficiency, of transparency. But transparency cuts both ways. It is a gilded cage, a digital panopticon where every transaction, every purchase, every movement of wealth is known, recorded, and controlled. This is not the path to prosperity. It is the path to absolute subjugation. The prophet Obadiah declared a judgment upon Edom, a reckoning for their pride and cruelty. They have always sought to profit from the misfortune of Israel, to capitalize on our exile and vulnerability. Now, they offer a new currency, a new system, promising security while delivering only chains. This digital serpent coils around the necks of nations, and Israel must discern its venom. But the theft runs deeper still. A theft is underway, more insidious than the plundering of your bread or the seizure of your lands. It is the theft of time itself. Edom, in its cunning, seeks to sever you from the heartbeat of Yahuwah, to disconnect you from the rhythm of his appointed times. Look around you. The world operates on a fractured calendar, a system divorced from the celestial signs Yahuwah ordained from the beginning. They chase shadows, marking days by the sun's arbitrary path, ignoring the true witnesses in the heavens. This is not mere calendrical difference. It is a deliberate act of rebellion. It is Babylon's attempt to rewrite creation, to replace Yahuwah's order with its own chaos. Remember Enoch, the seventh from Adam, who walked with Yahuwah and received a revelation of times and seasons. This is not a forgotten curiosity for esoteric scholars. This is the key to unlocking the prophetic flow, to understanding where we stand within Yahuwah's plan. The Enochian calendar, rooted in the cycles of the sun, moon, and fixed stars, is a restoration of the original timekeeping given to humankind. It is the framework within which the 70th week of Daniel unfolds, the very timeline of our redemption. Yahuwah does not act randomly. He operates according to his appointed times, the modem, established from the creation. These are not merely religious observances. They are portals in time, moments where the veil between the seen and unseen thins, where Yahuwah's power is manifested. To disregard the modem is to wander lost in the wilderness, deaf to the voice of the Most High. Yet even as Edom steals our wealth and manipulates our time, another shadow stirs. A shadow stirs in the ancient lands. A serpent coils, not in the dust of Edom alone, but in the heart of what was, and may yet be, a renewed empire. Yahuwah reveals patterns through history, echoes of judgment and restoration resonating across the ages. Observe closely the movements in Turkey, for they are not merely geopolitical shifts, but pieces aligning on the board of prophecy. The remnant briefing speaks of bread stolen from Israel. Understand this is not simply an economic hardship. It is a strategic constriction. Turkey, astride vital trade routes, wields increasing influence over the flow of goods, and with it, leverage over the exiled of Jacob. This is a calculated pressure, a tightening of the serpent's grip, reminiscent of Pharaoh's hand upon our ancestors. Consider the words of Ezekiel 29:3. Thus says Yahuwah Elohim, "Behold, I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt and against all who trust in him." This is not limited to ancient Egypt. The spirit of Pharaoh dwells in all who seek to oppress Israel, to control the provision of Yahuwah's people. Turkey's actions, while masked in economic terms, carry this same oppressive weight. They present themselves as protectors, as mediators, but their true allegiance lies with the forces of darkness. Edom rejoices in division, exploiting tragedy to distract from its own crimes. We see this mirrored in Turkey's complex relationship with regional conflicts. While appearing to mediate, they subtly fuel the flames, profiting from chaos and positioning themselves as indispensable. Echoes of ancient Edom resonate within their policies. Edom has always thrived on the misfortune of others, and Turkey is no different. They seek to fill the vacuum left by fallen empires, to establish their own dominion over the land of Israel. This is not a new ambition, but a continuation of a long-held desire. The Ottoman Empire, a historical precursor to modern Turkey, held sway over this land for centuries, and the spirit of that empire still lingers. Yahuwah has not forgotten the cries of his people, nor the wickedness of those who oppress them. The scales of justice are being weighed, and the judgment of Yahuwah is coming. Therefore, let us be vigilant. Let us reclaim the stolen time, returning to the ancient pathways of Yahuwah's calendar. Let us discern the digital chains being forged by Edom, refusing to participate in their system of control. And let us watch the movements in Turkey, recognizing the serpent's shadow for what it is. Yahuwah is faithful. He will deliver his people, but we must be prepared. We must sound the alarm. We must report the truth. Stay watchful. Stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.